The ancient desert town of Timbuktu is under assault. The city's three great mud brick mosques and shrines are listed as UNESCO World Heritage Sites. This spring, Islamist forces took over much of northern Mali, where Timbuktu is located, and in recent days, one Islamist group, allied with Al-Qaeda, has begun systematically destroying shrines inside the mosques, shrines that celebrate ancient Muslim saints. To learn more about this, we reach Corinne Dufka. She's a senior researcher with Human Rights Watch, and we reached her in Mali's capital, Bamako. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. Tell us what the latest is from Timbuktu regarding these tombs and shrines and why they're targets for militants.
Well, Timbuktu is an ancient trading hub and one of Africa's oldest and most precious cities, and it's also an important part of both Malian and Muslim culture for over 1,000 years. It's also terribly important because in the 1990s, researchers found private libraries with tens of thousands of medieval manuscripts written in Arabic and African languages, which detailed study of mathematics and astronomy and medicine and so on. But Timbuktu was best known for its presence of numerous ancient Sufi tombs and mosques. And Sufi is a mystical type of Islam, and the Islamists who have a much harsher interpretation of Islam, they have begun to destroy these tombs because they believe that true Muslims should only worship Allah, and that they see this mystical sect of Sufism as being un-Islamic.
And so because it's un-Islamic, what exactly are they doing?
They have systematically begun to attack these tombs. They've destroyed mausoleums. They've set upon them with hammers, with chisels. I've been speaking with people who recently fled Timbuktu, and they wept as they described seeing these groups of Islamists armed with AK-47s who pointed their guns at them and then set upon these tombs and broke them apart.
And this all started with a coup in the spring of Mali's government. But Mali used to be quite a stable democracy. How entrenched now are these Islamists? I mean, are they going to destroy everything in Timbuktu plus other atrocities?
Well, militarily, this current problem started in January when Tuareg separatist rebels launched a bid for a separate state they called the Azawad. They were then joined by several groups of Islamists, and on top of that, you have political crisis. And that happened in March of this year when soldiers upset at the government's handling of the war, then launched a coup d'etat and overthrew the then government. And you have a serious humanitarian crisis provoked by the flight of some 300,000 Malians from the north, as well as a looming famine. So all of these are overlapping, sort of conspiring, really, to undermine the livelihood and the rights of Malians.
And at this point, what does it look like for Mali in the near future?
There has been a plan set afoot by the West African Regional Body to send in some 3,000 soldiers to try to sort out the problem of the north. But unfortunately, they can't do that if they don't have a legitimate and credible partner in the Malian government. So at this point, I think the policy is really to contain and try to stop foreign Islamists from coming into Mali. And of course, all of the groups have engaged in some pretty appalling behavior, including looting, use of child soldiers, abduction and rape of women, and then also abuses such as public beatings and so on associated with their application of their view of Islam.
Corinne Dufka is a senior researcher with Human Rights Watch, and she spoke to us from Mali's capital, Bamako. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And this is NPR News.